The Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Program could mean big dollars coming into Fort Hays State University. Associate Vice President of Student Affairs Dennis King, Director of Financial Aid Chantel Arnold, and Alumni Engagement Specialist Carolyn Tatro stopped by to talk about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Part of my job, probably one of the biggest parts of my job, is to help keep alumni informed about some of the things that are happening on campus. And one of those things often includes the different ways that they can help students and kind of help keep them engaged in the different programs that we have. And so we're really excited today to talk about the Kansas Comprehensive Grant Match Program, which is an exciting funding opportunity for students that are interested in attending Fort Hays. This program has been introduced recently to our alumni community through different mailing pieces. People might have seen it hit their mailboxes. It was mentioned in the latest edition of the Roar magazine. And so we've talked about this a little bit, but I have brought Chantel and Dr. King here to talk to us a little bit about what this program means for Fort Hays and how our alumni can be involved in it.
Very cool. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
You know, I think maybe a good way to start is, Chantel, you want to just explain to us a little bit more about this Kansas Comprehensive Grant?
Sure. The Kansas Comprehensive Grant is a program that's been around since I started in financial aid in 2010. It was funded by legislature, and recently they have added to the program with this new match component. It is a dollar-for-dollar match and could potentially give us $5 million more to award to students.
Wow.
It is for students who are Kansas residents, but they can be online or on campus, so they do not have to be designated one way or the other, but they do have to be Kansas residents, and so that makes it a little bit different, and they do have to be full-time students.
Mm-hmm. So $5 million, that's not small potatoes. What kind of impact would that have on, Fort Hays in general, Dennis?
Yeah, well, you know what, and that money and the way that the legislature set this up is great, because now we have a little skin in the game. What a great way to give when you think about it, is that whenever you can double your money by making a donation and helping students is a wonderful thing. And so for the university itself, you know, we do a lot of institutional awards. The foundation does a great job. We have an amazing alumni base and community support that provides funds for students to come into the community. And, you know, that obviously impacts enrollment. That enrollment impacts the quality of our education in our classroom, the community itself on campus, the number of students, the amount of money that comes into Hays and the Hays community as well. It helps graduation rates. It helps people find jobs and network afterwards. So this is a win-win from beginning to end, all down the road. So this will definitely have a great impact on enrollment at the university, especially from those from around the state. You know, we just did a big initiative last year to reach out to the surrounding 13 states as well. And so this is great timing as far as just a complement to that program as well. So anytime we can do something to help with the cost of tuition, to help support students that need, and I think that's a big part of this, is that, you know, that's what it's targeting. It's targeting students that have real needs. We actually have some flexibility in what we can do with this funding. And so we can target those students that come in, are exceptionally qualified, really have a path ahead of them for student success, and just need that little bit of extra help.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, Fort Hays has always been a leader in affordable education. And I love that you're with this going to be able to help that even be more affordable for those that maybe otherwise couldn't get a college education.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Chantel and her office with their counselors. I mean, that's what they do. You know, admissions counselors help out a little bit. Carolyn's old job and Chantel's position now with her staff is to really look at those opportunities. And that's a big thing, you know, for students to make sure that they ask, make sure they reach out to the financial aid office when they come. And, you know, maybe they can get on a visit, but if not, afterwards. And so great resources. And there's opportunities out there. I want to say lots, but there's really not. But there are enough opportunities out there that it's worth always looking into to seeing how you can help fund or how we can help fund your education.
Yeah, you know, in those kind of situations, the worst thing you can do is not ask.
Correct. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
worst case, they're going to say no.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, you know, have you discussed at this point some specific criteria? Do you know exactly how this is going to be distributed, or is that still kind of a work in progress?
Well, I'll look to Chantel, but I'll say at this point maybe a little bit hesitant because we've also been given some new parameters that we can do, that we can set up. And so with this being a match, so here's the bad part. I said, I'll look to Chantel and then I just talked. But I'll just say this last thing. As far as, so this is a match. So if the state allocate a couple million dollars to us, if we can match that with a couple million dollars, that's great. If we don't match that, so if we fall short on fundraising, then we have to give that other money back to the state. Mm. And so that's the stress and that's the challenge for all of us out there as far as stepping up to make sure that we can match that. So with that, sorry, Chantel.
Sure. At this point, the grant is $3,000 per student, which is going to go a long way in helping them with tuition and books. But like Dennis said, if we can raise $2.4 million, we can get $2.4 million and we get $5 million to give back to students, which is a huge chunk. It's also going to our most needy students, so they should be also getting some federal funds. And it would be our hope that we could spread these funds around to get to the most amount of students and hopefully get them at least their tuition paid and possibly part of their housing paid so that they can come and not have such a burden to get to Fort Hays and finish their education.
Love that.
It's also not only available to our first-time students. Unfortunately, a lot of our continuing students don't have a lot of opportunities for grants. And so this is a grant that you can get as a junior or a senior, if you show the need and you get your paperwork done, and we have the funding available, then you stand a really good chance of being awarded this grant.
Very cool. I am curious, you mentioned juniors and seniors. Is it just an undergrad level that this applies to?
It is. Okay. That is set and designated by the legislation. That's not a Fort Hays decision. And this is a Regents program. So that would be the same across the Regents. It would go to only our undergrad population.
Okay. You know, and I have my master's degree from Fort Hays, but as my wife would say, if you're paying for your master's degree, you're doing it wrong anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
She had all 10 years of hers paid. She was making money in school. I'd loved it. But Karen, I wonder if you want to talk about a little bit how people can get involved and make donations to help this all, to take full advantage of that $2 million.
Yes. So the easiest way to help out, or I would say the most obvious way to help out, would be to visit the foundation's website. They make it very easy for anybody to donate. They can also call the foundation's office. The website, by the way, is foundation.fhsu.edu. But they can also call the foundation directly, make a gift through the mail, any way that they are willing and able to make a gift. Just designating it for this Kansas Comprehensive Grant Program will go a long way to making sure it gets to the students that it needs to get to.
Very good. And of course, I think we could probably all help spread the word, right, Dennis?
Yeah, that'd be great. First, I want a thank to our support in Topeka, Barbara Wassinger and Ken Rogers for helping us out. Again, great benefits to the university. And yeah, for everything, for all of the friends, former students, current students, alumni, spread the word about this, spread the word about upcoming enrollment dates we have. We're about to hit the road, 12 different locations, really about 14 when you throw in some unadvertised ones that we're doing, but for our student recognition programs that are coming up across the state and in Denver as well. And so we'll be talking about this and pushing out this information, but you never know. You know, people are inundated with information nowadays. And so you never know when somebody reminding them or bringing it up for the second or third time, that's the time that it clicks and sits with the person, and then they come back, they contact the office, and we can help them out. So, yeah, please spread the word.
Excellent. Well, before we run out of time, Carolyn, I think we want to wrap this up. We just want to talk a little bit about, you've got a cool project coming up there at the Alumni Association you want to make everybody aware of, right?
We do. We have taken on a great project that we're excited about for alumni to not just get involved with the community, the campus community again, but also tell their Tiger story. So we will be starting our oral history project, solicitation piece soon, toward the end of the spring semester. There will be postcards hitting the mail. There may be some emails and phone calls, but we want alumni to respond to those and tell their Tiger story that will eventually be available in an online sort of vault, I guess is a good way of putting it, and eventually printed in a book as well that they will be able to purchase. So toward the end of the semester, I would say May, June, honestly, is when we'll start this project. But respond to the postcards for the oral history project. Give us a call if they have any questions. But we're very excited to see what this will look like.
Excellent. Yeah, it sounds like fun. And hopefully you'll update us a little bit about that in our monthly discussion here on the Go Morning Show.
You bet.
It's so good to see you, Carolyn. And thank you so much for joining us, everybody. It was great to hear from you. And good luck with this program. Hopefully you can take advantage of that full 2.4?
Yes.
2.4 million.
Yeah. Thank you.
Out there and help us out.
Appreciate the time. And hopefully get to see everybody online or on campus coming up here in the spring and in the fall.